Good afternoon from the Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live all over the world. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly muster for quarters to muster. And not only is it 101.9 on the FM band, but it is also streaming live from Stockholm to Singapore on voiceofvashon.org. And as is our custom from the captain's chair, we start with the binnacle list. And as always, I send on my wishes and my orders that all who are on the binnacle list will find themselves headed toward recovery and that outcome that we all want. I'm putting from the captain's chair sort of on the binnacle list for next week because I will not be doing my regular programming. Instead, I will be talking about Give Big. This is the annual Give Big season, and the Voice of Vashon is going to be hosting as many of the Island Do-Goods as we can put into 2 days. And very shortly, Kate, the executive director of The Voice, will be coming in to sit down and talk to us a little bit about that. But I will not be doing my regular programming, and instead I will be talking about at least two and possibly more Island Do-Goods. I'll be interviewing the people, the leadership of those, and however, I urge you to listen because I will sneak in a couple of my own pieces. And as always, the captain's chair is unrehearsed, it's unscripted, and it is always live. And I will try to sneak in maybe a couple of things. So listen up next week, even though it will not be our regular broadcasting. I put out the word for people to send me birthdays that they would like to recognize, and I always recognize those that come from the Coast Guard channel, which is the channel of Coast Guard people and Coast Guard interested people, because I spent my whole working life in the Coast Guard, starting out when I was 17 as a fourth-class cadet at the academy. And so I always recognize those in particular, those who are regular contributors to the Coast Guard channel, and also those who are Coast Guard, who are Captain Joe's people, who are not necessarily Coast Guard people, but who listen to the program anyway. And so I got a very long and lovely email from the mother of my doctor and professor friend in Stockholm. So Mark, this is your happy birthday greetings, and it is possible, not hasn't been done yet, but it is possible that winging its way across the Atlantic one of these days will be a card or a letter along with a suitably crafted verse. I write verses for birthdays and Christmas, and when we get to Christmas, I will give you a couple of examples of those. For island people, the bridge to Tahlequah is now open, and it is no longer necessary to drive all the way around by way of Olympia and Toledo in order to get to the south end of the island. And the amount of wear and tear on the highways, which was in the detour, has now tested the integrity of the King County Roads Department to repair all of those roads with all of the extra traffic that was put onto them. And so now you can go straight line, due north, due south, depending on which way you're headed, to get to Tahlequah Ferry to go over to Tacoma, or you may be coming to Captain's Quarters because that's the end of the island on which I live. The ship that was at anchor last week is still there, and I still have not been able to generate any additional information about her, so I know that all of you have been really concerned about how come there's not been much information, but we will see what I can dig up for next week. One of the nautical tragedies during the week was the loss of the Indonesian Navy submarine. And she sank off of the coast of Bali, and she is in over 2,000 feet of water. We now have the capability to dive on wrecks even that deep with unmanned submersibles. And the wreck has been dived on, and some photographs have come up. Every sailor, and in particular every ship captain, grieves for the crew of a loss like this. Sailors are, in particular, are, I suppose it goes back centuries, the superstition of dying aboard a ship to which you may be assigned. The custom in sailing ship days, when sailors still slept in hammocks, was that when a shipmate died, that the body would be sewed up into the hammock, and the bosun's mate, who was responsible for sewing the shroud up, always made sure that the last stitch went through the nose of the shipmate who had died, and that was to make sure. Susan is just going out the door, and she was looking at me askance when she heard the part about the last stitch going through the nose. And the reason for that is to make sure that the person had indeed died, because sometimes, especially when medicine was not as advanced as it is today, it was possible for it to appear as if someone had died, in particular if they had drowned. And so to make sure that the shipmate was indeed actually dead, the last stitch was always taken through the nose of the shipmate. And then some heavy weight was put in the foot of the hammock so that when it was slid over the side, it would go straight to the bottom. Well, we don't put people into their hammocks because we don't use hammocks. When I was a cadet at the Coast Guard Academy, we still had hammocks in Eagle. And then somewhere along the line, there was some attempt at making things a little bit more modern, a little bit more up-to-date. And I found that there was nothing wrong with sleeping in a hammock. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty comfortable way to sleep when you are in a very large sailing ship. And I thought that that was an unnecessary embellishment to the comfort of cadets. Cadets really did. One of the things about training in sail is that you learn not to be uncomfortable. There have been many times in my life where I was both wet and cold, had been wet and cold for a couple of days, and did not look to be able to lay below for another day or two. And one of the things that Eagle helped to teach you about that was that because everything in her was then manual and you slept in hammocks, that you learned that part of the life was being uncomfortable and, in fact, downright miserable, and you learned how to live with that. So I make my protest here, not that they're ever going to go back to hammocks in Eagle, but the fact remains that it was not a bad way to sleep during the night. The hammocks always are struck down in the morning, and so no more do we do that. But we still sail in Eagle, and that's a great thing. But I digress from the tragedy of the Indonesian submarine. And now that they have been able to dive on her, they've been able to see that she broke apart into essentially three major pieces. There is a test depth to which submarines can go, and below that test depth, they are going to be crushed. The water pressure becomes so high that even the most carefully constructed submarine is not able to withstand that crushing pressure. And so it is my understanding that this particular submarine had a test depth of about 800 feet, and below that she was going to be crushed. And so probably what happened was that for one reason or another, they lost depth control, and instead of being able to come back to the surface, they plummeted to the bottom, the boat was crushed, and of course all of her crew members died. So whenever we have accidents in which all hands are lost, it is a tragedy, and in particular to every sailor who has gone to sea in small ships in heavy weather, and that is certainly all of us who have gone to sea in the Coast Guard. The Queen Mary, owned by the Port of Long Beach, and has been on lease to a number of different operators. When she ended her time as a transatlantic steamship, the RMS Queen Mary, RMS stands for Royal Mail Ship, and she was designated a Royal Mail Ship because during her lifetime, she carried the Royal Mails back and forth across the Atlantic. Nowadays, of course, everything is carried by air, and so I don't believe that any of the transatlantic ships, Cunard still operates. I believe Queen Mary II is still used for an occasional transatlantic voyage, if only for the nostalgia of it. And so anyway, I do not believe that any of them are designated RMS. I think that they are either motor vessel. I don't believe any of them are steamships anymore. So in any case, the ship herself, the title to the ship herself is lodged with the Port of Long Beach. But the lease is for sale, and the operators for her are a company that was not able to make her pay. And because they weren't able to make her pay, they are selling the lease, and hopefully somebody else will pick up the lease and continue to operate her as a hotel. At one time, she was co-located with the Hughes flying boat, known colloquially as the Spruce Goose. Although she was not built out of spruce, she was built out of other kinds of plywood. But the Evergreen Museum, Evergreen Aviation Museum in, of all places, McMinnville, Oregon, got the Spruce Goose and moved her from Long Beach to McMinnville, Oregon. And Mary and I went down there to see her once she had been put into place. Moving her had to have been an amazing piece of highway and traffic engineering. And Kate has just walked in, so I'm going to finish this particular segment and then bring Kate in, so because we are going to talk about the Give Big, and she is wearing a suitably decorative mask, and is about ready to sit down, and we are going to talk here because I'm going to now activate microphone number 2, and as soon as she gives me a thumbs up, we're going to start talking. So to end the question about, not the question, but the discussion of Queen Mary, it is my hope that somebody will buy the lease and will put the amount of work into her that is necessary to bring her back. She's truly a beautiful thing, a beautiful piece of machinery. She held the blue ribbon across the Atlantic for many, many years, and she holds the record for the total number of people that could be carried in any humanly constructed piece of machinery. She carried over 12,000 troops when she was a trooper during World War II. And Kate, are you ready to go? I see.
Good morning. You bet. So hopefully my mask is not too muffly today. This is not my radio mask. Thank you very much for having me, Captain Joe. So Give Big is a two-day event. It culminates on May 4th and 5th. And what Voice of Vashon has done over the past several years, and of course this year we will be virtual again due to, you know, safety protocols. We invite all of our island, well, as many as we can invite on air so that they're able to share their mission and tell their stories of love and what they do for the community. So we have over 60 nonprofits joining us on May 4th and May 5th. It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes to about 4:30. So our talented hosts, such as yourself, will be interviewing and chatting with the nonprofits to really understand, you know, what services they provide for the community. This is my most favorite thing, one of the most favorite things that Voice of Vashon does, and that is helping other nonprofits really amplify their voice and their message for the entire community. We know that we have a ton of nonprofits on the island. Yes, we do. And so this is just a small way that Voice of Vashon can give back to those nonprofits.
So my question for you, dear Kate, is when is the Voice of Vashon going to have its own time to talk about Give Big?
You know, that is a great question, and somebody just asked me that this morning because we are actually not on the schedule.
That's right.
So I definitely have to, jimmy-rig something and make sure that Voice of Vashon also has the opportunity to share with the community, you know, what we do. But more importantly for me, it's about amplifying the voices of our nonprofits. You know, because we do have this platform, we are able to speak to what we do, you know. So having this opportunity for others to speak about what they do is really the most important thing about these 2 days.
Well, I know that, first of all, I know your attitude about this. Tell us what the slogan is.
The slogan, we are the headquarters, the Give Big headquarters for 2021, and we are the hub of love. And the reason why we've called it the hub of love is because we know that we have such love in our community for all of the work that these nonprofits provide, the loving services that they provide for our community, and we want to share that love. So we're the headquarters for these 2 days, and we are the hub of love.
So it is the hubba hubba lubba lubba, and I take this opportunity to thank you as the executive director and all of the leadership of the Voice of Vashon for giving me the opportunity to pontificate every week from the captain's chair, and on behalf of all of Captain Joe's people, it's my custom to make a donation on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
An envelope which has in it a donation on behalf of all of us who, from Stockholm to Singapore, are part of Captain Joe's people and who listen every week and who complain to you vociferously when something goes wrong. As for example, we had a...
Oh. So Molly just came in and punched a button, and maybe I wasn't getting out.
Okay.
Well, then what you heard was Kate, because I can see the red light on. Huh. I wonder how that happened.
Thank you.
Well, this is where we need an electronics technician to keep the captain sorted out.
Absolutely. There's a lot of technical buttons over there, and I am so with you.
Okay. So... anyway, to back up just a little bit, it is always my custom to make a donation on the air so that everybody gets the idea as to how it works. And so on behalf of all of Captain Joe's people, I have just passed over to you an envelope that has in it not only a bit of cash, but it also has in it a note of thanks from all of us. And since you have not set up a place for a voice to have a part of Give Big, I will mention it next week, a week from today, which is when I will be doing my share of the do-goods that we're going to have.
Yes, thank you for that.
And also, we'll have some fun with it.
Yes.
I am encouraging all of Captain Joe's people to come, even though I will not be having, I may sneak in one or two of my little bits and pieces that I normally have. So I'm going to, do you have any words that you'd like to, in particular, say to us today before I get to a couple of my regular features? Because
oh, absolutely. I just wanted to say thank you to you. You have thanked us. You thanked the Voice of Vashon for giving you this platform. But really, we need to be thanking you because you are spending your time, you're spending your energy, and you are surrounded by people across the globe that adore you. And I've spoken with several of them, and they have such kind words and thoughts for you. So I appreciate that you're thanking Voice of Vashon. And I, you know what? We can't do it without people like you that are in the studio and, you know, creating great content for the world to hear. We really appreciate you, Captain Joe.
I'm not sure that adore is quite the right word.
I don't know.
Tolerate, accept. You know, that there is a certain inability on the part of junior hands to influence who they get as their commanding officers. Your dad, who is, I happen to know, is a veteran of the Royal Canadian Navy. And he would tell you the same thing, that he never got any choice as to who was going to be his captain. And all of Captain Joe's people, none of them got the choice either. So adore may be stretching it just a little bit. So to get to a couple of things quickly before we come to the end of our time, Kate, it is always a pleasure to have time to you with you, to spend time with you.
Thank you.
And so quickly, the magazine for this week is Power Ships. The new a new issue of Power Ships has just come out, and one of the articles in there is an article about a grounding of the Cape May ferry. Now, I was stationed in Cape May. I was the captain of one of our Coast Guard cutters that was homeported in Cape May, New Jersey, which is all the way at the bottom of the New Jersey Peninsula. Quite a different part of New Jersey than the northern part. And you get to it by going on the Garden State Parkway, which, of course, is the Garden State part of New Jersey is the southern part. And the ferry that goes across from Cape May to Lewis, Delaware, is a magnificent piece of ship handling. When you watch them move those ferries in and out, of course, they do it without tugs, and they do it in a very tight place. So it's not surprising to me that every now and then one of them goes aground. So Power Ships, which used to be called Steamboat Bill, is the journal of the Steamships Historical Society of America. And for those of you out there, which I hope are every single one of Captain Joe's people, are interested in nautical and maritime history, that you will not necessarily subscribe to or become a member of the association, but any good library, now that I hope libraries are open. Is our library now open,
yes,
Kate?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And you can actually go in and read things. And
I think there's a limited capacity, but you can go to the King County Library System website to find out particulars for each of the libraries, including us. But yes, they are opening the doors.
Yep. And we have a wonderful library here on
yes,
the island.
We sure do.
Is the Friends of the Library on one of our lists?
They are. They're on Tuesday.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Maybe,
absolutely. Maybe if I don't do that particular group, I know that some particularly skilled practitioner will be able to do it. And I'm delighted to hear that our library is open. My yeah. mother was a librarian for a good part of her working life. And when I was building the Shackleton Memorial Library, I worked very closely with the the librarian and the keeper of the collections is the title of the librarian at the Scott Poehler Research Institute. And it was from him that I got brought up to short stay by doing something that I knew better not to do, and that was to put a book open on its back.
Oh, right.
Yes. So my mother taught me that many years ago, and William, who is not any longer with us, he crossed his own bar a few years ago, but it's a little bit off-putting to be brought up to short stay when you're a captain by a librarian, and I was, because I had violated one of the great principles of taking care of books, and I certainly knew better. So, dear hearts, all of us here on the Voice of Vashon 101.9, your Captain Joe has once again come to the end of our time together. Next week, we'll be talking about various do-goods, and I may sneak in one or two of my little regular pieces. But in any case, keep in mind that if you are responsible for other people, watch their six, take good care of them. And remember always that we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. And this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair and on station and watching properly.